September 11. Give us help, for vain is the help of man. Psalm 108:12. The psalmist writes, My help cometh from the Lord, Psalm 121:2. In Psalm 120, we see how David could not get help from any human source. Instead of finding help, he had found trouble and strife. Woe is me! My soul hath long dwelt with him that hadeth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalm 120, 5-7. Then we find how in his desperation he called upon God, and God comforted him. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Psalm 121:1. In other words, David stopped looking unto men for help and focused his gaze on the mighty and loving God who is all power in heaven and on earth. Then he found by experience that, He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Psalm 121:4. We have to learn call again and again upon God Himself for help in every situation in our lives. In the world we shall have many tribulations, trials and temptations. Therefore we must learn, by prayer and waiting upon God, to seek His help for every step we take. When He helps us we shall be kept from stumbling. I know some clever doctors who pray before they perform any operation. Some years ago I met a famous eye specialist in North India. He performed many operations a day and yet he never depended upon his own skill or past experience. Before each operation he would pray, O God, help me, guide my hands and give me skill. Then he performed the operation with full confidence that the Lord would certainly help him. God honored his faith. As a result, he not only became a successful surgeon but also an earnest soul winner. Patients watched the specialist praying for operations as well as for other needs and saw that God answered his prayers. The doctor's testimony helped many patients to find the living God and accept him as their savior.